This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters, including some who are badly wounded, were evacuated Monday from a steel plant in the ruined city of Mariupol and taken to areas under Russia's control, the Ukrainian military said. A deputy defense minister said 53 seriously wounded fighters were taken to a hospital east of Mariupol. An additional 211 fighters were evacuated through a humanitarian corridor. An exchange would be worked out for their return home, she said. The missions are underway to rescue the remaining fighters inside the plant, the last stronghold of resistance in the ruined southern port city. The steel mill's defenders got out as Moscow suffered another diplomatic setback in the war with Ukraine, with Sweden joining Finland in deciding to seek NATO membership. In the U.S., police in the upstate New York City of Buffalo say the gunman accused in Saturday's grocery store rampage planned to keep killing if he got away. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Buffalo's police commissioner tells CNN Peyton Gendron had talked about shooting up another store as well. Gendron, who is white, is accused of a racist rampage after 10 black people were killed. Authorities are probing it as a hate crime or act of domestic terrorism, though Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that's a legal term.
Because the investigation is ongoing, I won't employ that term.
Earlier at the White House, President Biden praised store security guard Aaron Salter,
who gave his life trying to save others.
The former Buffalo policeman opened fire on Gendron, who was wearing body armor. Salter was shot and killed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Authorities in Southern California believe the gunman in the deadly attack at the church there was motivated by hate. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says the suspect is a Chinese immigrant and drove to the church, where he is not a regular attendee, secured the doors, and started shooting.
It is believed the suspect involved was upset about political tensions between China and Taiwan.
He says the pastor, Dr. John Cheng, was killed after confronting the gunman by hitting him on the head with a chair.
Without the actions of Dr. Cheng, it is no doubt that there would be numerous additional victims in this crime.
A former neighbor tells the AP the suspect's life unraveled after he was nearly beaten to death several years ago, and his mental ability seemed to diminish in recent months. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mali's interim government on Monday said Western-backed military officers attempted a coup last week without providing details or evidence. The purported foiled takeover took place on the night between May 11th and May 12th. The junta that took power in the August 2020 coup said in a statement, "The accusation against Westerners marks a fresh low between Mali and its old international allies, who for a decade aided the West African nation in the fight against Islamist insurgents, but are withdrawing amid a sour political spat. In their place, Russian mercenaries have come in to aid Mali's military." And witnesses said last month that white mercenaries were involved in a mass execution of Malian civilians. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Monday led a high-level delegation to meet the United Arab Emirates' new president, who takes over after his half-brother's death, following months of strained ties between Washington and the oil-rich Gulf state. Harris, whose team included Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and CIA Chief William Burns, headed the strongest delegation to visit the UAE since President Joe Biden took office last year. Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, or MBZ for years the de facto ruler, was chosen as president on Saturday, a day after the death of his long-ailing half-brother, former leader Sheikh Khalifa. Recapping our top story, more than 260 Ukrainian fighters, including some who were badly wounded, were evacuated Monday from a steel plant in the ruined city of Mariupol and taken to areas under Russia's control, the Ukrainian military said. Most of them will be evacuated through a humanitarian corridor, and an exchange will be worked out for their return home, adding that missions are underway to rescue remaining fighters inside the plant. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.